Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Good afternoon. Welcome to In His Sign Catholic Radio. This is Grace Marquet, and I'm delighted to be with you today. Today is our Friday day of prayer, a day when I invite you to call in with your prayer intentions. Now, when I was last with you, I prayed for you through the intercession of the little infant Jesus of Prague. I also shared with you the history and special devotion to the infant Jesus of Prague. And it was so affirming to me after the program I heard from some listeners who shared with me their stories of the statues of the infant of Prague in their families, in their homes, and what it meant to them. I promise you that we have so much more to share on that precious child. So today will be part two, and time permitting, I will share one of our listeners' stories with you about her experience with the infant of Prague. It is very, very powerful. So we're going to pray for your intentions and ask the miraculous infant Jesus of Prague to intercede for that special prayer request that you have. That is the purpose of our Friday day of prayer, to pray for your needs, for your intentions. Now, for those of you who did not hear part one, I'll give a brief summary of what I spoke about, so you'll be able to be part of the Infant of Prague experience. And then I'll proceed with more wonderful information on this divine child. So we have a full program today. We have a lot to share with you from the comfort of our new studio. That's right. I am here live, live with you today from our new studio. And it's a beautiful environment to share with you. And I thank the Lord for this special gift to In His Sign Catholic Radio. So let us begin, as we always begin, with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We come to you, O little infant Jesus of Prague. You are small in stature, but huge in your ability and your desire to reach out to us and answer every one of our prayers. With your power to heal, you are called the miraculous infant Jesus of Prague because of the countless miracles you have performed over many, many years. And as we come to you today, we know you are longing to hear what we are asking of you. Our hearts are burning to receive you. And with your tiny hand raised in a blessing, you are there to sign us with the sign of your cross and pour your miraculous power over us today, as you have done over the ages to those who trust in your childlike love for us. And you made us a promise, spoken from your own lips, that the more we honor you, the more you will bless us and give us peace. That was your promise, and we want that promise of yours to live in our hearts, to live in our homes, to live in our families, in our country, in our world. So today we honor you, and in expectant faith are waiting for your blessing and your peace. Dear precious child, amen and amen. I will now give you our telephone numbers so you can call in with your petitions. They're at 610-527-2906, 888-343-2484. That's 610-527-2906, 888-343-2484. Now, I have some prayer intentions that have already been called in. And before we proceed, we're going to take those intentions. As I said, it's been a couple months before we were here live, so we have a lot of intentions that have formed here. And we'll hope to get through the program and get them all in. So if you hear me speak a little fast, it means I want to get your intentions before the Lord. That's the purpose of our Friday day of prayer, to do that for you and to ask you, as we pray for these intentions, that you in your heart, our listeners, you also pray along with us for these intentions and also for your own intentions. Let's see here. The first one I have here, I'd like to pray for Mario Diadamo III. I'd like to pray for the repose of his soul. Mario is the son of Mario and Paula Diadamo. His father has the same name, Mario Diadamo. His father is a lawyer, as was his son. His son was 37 years old, and on August 4th, he was out riding his bicycle in a park, and he was violently hit by a car, and sadly, he lost his life. Now, his dad and mom are dear friends of Kathleen McCarthy and supporters of In His Sign Network for over 40 years. So this is a tragic loss. His family and friends are devastated. Mario is a graduate of St. Joseph's Prep, LaSalle University, the Widener School of Law, where he obtained his Juris, his Doctor of Law. He was a professor at Alvernia University. He was at the top of his legal profession and was loved and respected by all. He was a young man who touched and helped so many people. They all spoke of his incredible sense of humor. He served his community through his pro bono work, his legal charity work, and philanthropy. He loved animals, supported the ASPCA, the Humane Society, the Morris Animal Rescue, and his Mass of the Resurrection was at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. I was there, and it was the most beautiful, inspiring liturgy. I was deeply moved. So we offer our condolences to his parents, Mario and Paula, his brothers Matthew, Michael, and sister Gabrielle, and the entire Diadamo family, and all of Mario's many friends. May he rest in peace. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen and amen. God bless him. We have additional prayers here. We have some more. Let's see. We have Mary Kay has pregnancy medical issues, and we're going to pray for those right now. You know, pregnancy, it's a time to be joyful, expecting a child with all the wonderful dreams you have, and then to hear that you have medical issues. So Mary Kay, we're going to go to that little infant Jesus of Prague right now. He loves children. He loves babies. And we're going to ask him right now to correct that problem that you have in your pregnancy, to heal that baby, to heal any medical issues so that you have a beautiful, healthy child. And we pray for joy in your soul, Mary Kay. God bless you. We have here, we have Christopher's a young boy with medical issues, and Sean, a young boy who has cancer. So we have two young boys here. And again, the little infant of Prague loves children, and so many of his miracles are for children. So we just look at these two. Christopher, we don't know what your medical issues are, but the little infant of Prague knows. So we lift them up to him right now for you to be healed. And Sean, the young boy with cancer. Oh, little infant of Prague. We're always so sad when we hear of a child who is cancer, but also know that you are miraculous in your healing power. So we lift Sean up to you, this beautiful young boy, and pray for a healing of his cancer. We have Watson will be having a procedure done on her heart, and also Chuck here has heart-related issues. So we just look at the two of those, and we just look at your sacred heart. Oh, little infant of Prague, even though you're little, you still have that sacred heart in you. And you know what heart issues are. We pray that your blood flows through Watson and Chuck with their heart-related issues. And the precious blood, the healing of your precious blood flows through them and brings healing to Watson and Chuck. We pray so dearly for them. We know how powerful how powerful you are. Pray for Tom. Tom, let's see. Please pray for a complete healing of his body after recently having his leg amputated below the knee. Tom, that's a hard one, Tom. It really is. But we know nothing's impossible with God. And we know that healing can come to that. I look at my own cousin, John, who's in Inglis House, who also had his leg amputated. And even with that, he's now part of the delivery system with the mailing over there in that building. He does a lot of things for them, even with his leg amputated. So we're going to believe that for you, Tom. I'm going to ask my cousin John to pray for you and have complete healing on that leg so that you'll be out doing many, many things. Let's see. Brandy needs surgery for a removal of a large tumor. She will then be put on a list for a kidney donor. We ask that you get on that list. We ask that that helps you, Brandy, because we've been praying for two people here who were on a kidney list and then were taken off the list. We were praying for a Brian, I believe. Brian, and we continue to pray for him. He was the great nephew of Mary DeAngelis, and he needs a kidney transplant. He had juvenile diabetes, and he's now in his 30s and is on dialysis 3 times a week. He was taken off the transplant list. He's very weak. His current concern also for his daughter, who's borderline autistic in the 9th grade, and that weighs on him heavily. We pray for that child also. I understand his mother, Teresa, has a daughter with cerebral palsy, all this in one family. And as she gets older, sometimes there's difficulty in handling some things. Her legs and ankles are swollen. She has a doctor's appointment. We pray that they can do something to alleviate the suffering she has. And I know at times she can be very sweet, at times a little difficult. But look what she's going through all of these years with cerebral palsy. But one good thing here is I understand, even though she's in South Carolina, she's a Phillies fan. Oh, my. So we're really going to pray for you, Christy, being a Phillies fan. So again, the prayer we're saying here that Brandy needs surgery for removal of the large tumor, then she'll be put on a list for the kidney donor. So we're gonna pray for that. We're gonna pray, Brandy, that you make that list, and that you be healed. That large tumor is removed. We pray that it's benign and that you could move on for all of this that's happening in your life. Mickey has had deep bouts of depression, which has lasted for months. Nothing so difficult, Mickey, than dealing with depression. I know my own dad dealt with that, and it's very, very difficult. So we pray for Mickey. We pray that that depression lifts. We pray for the peace of God and the peace of the little infant of Prague seeps into your being. That light of Christ flows through you and relieves that depression. Sarah's 24 years old. Sarah is using hard drugs and refusing to go to rehab. I'm praying for you, Sarah. It's so important. You're too young. You're too young. You have your whole life ahead of you. Please listen to the right people. Go to rehab. In fact, as I'm reading this, I know of another Sarah. She's older than you, I believe. Sarah was a hairdresser, and she got into terrible drugs. And then through prayer and through everything, she was healed. She came through it. She went back. She was living with her mom. And she started her life all over again. She was doing very well. And then she decided, because she was doing so well, she would go visit some of those old friends that she had. Wrong move. She should have never gone back there, because Sarah got involved again. And now she's really on very hard drugs. She's in really bad shape, and I know her mom and her grandmother, who's in heaven, are praying for her. So we have two Sarahs here, I believe. The other one was older than 24, so we pray for both of these to get off of these drugs. And once you see any kind of movement in your life, don't ever go back to the people that you thought were friends. You'll only fall into the same thing again. Sarah's worse than she was before. We pray for a complete healing, Lord. These are beautiful women, Lord. Beautiful that you created. And we pray that any kind of evil thing that's behind this, pulling them down, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Donna will be having surgery on her hip in a few weeks. Donna, that has to be very, very painful. We pray for your complete healing for that. Everything involving the hip, the bones, the muscles, everything in that area that has to be healed. We pray for a complete healing for you, Donna. We pray for that. And we have Dorothy is having surgery this month. We pray for you, Dorothy. It doesn't say what your surgery is, but that's quite all right because the Lord knows what it is. The Lord knows what that surgery is, and the Lord's capable of doing everything and anything to heal you. And we're praying for you, Dorothy, that you have a complete and total healing with your surgery. Let's see. We have more here. Let's see. We have someone calling in on line one here. Now let's see how good I'm going to be with this. This isn't my gift. Okay. Let's see. And let's see. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. My goodness. Is this Carol? We made it, Carol. I got you on the phone.
Oh, I'm so thankful to God. So I'm on air now, right?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. If your prayer warriors can please say a prayer for my son. He was second honors in when he graduated from Mercy Tech Vocational. And to think he's homeless now, it's just hard for me to handle. He was on drugs for a very, very long time. I was too naive to see it. And I catered to him with whatever he wanted. And it's hard for me now. I'm 81, and it's just hard between to take care of my bills and my doctor's appointments. It's just hard. Now, I did see him today. And when I went to the store, when I was coming home, my driver, he takes me around because my car was stolen and smashed. But anyway, he takes me around and go where I have to go. And I passed by, and I said, oh, my God, Jim. I said, that's my son. It's just hard for me to really handle it now. He was yelling at somebody. I don't know who. But if the prayer warriors could please say a prayer for him that he has a closer relationship with God, and God will, in some kind of way, refresh his mind, remind him in some kind of way he definitely needs help because he just totally denies that he needs help. When I seen him today, I just was ripped apart, and I just can't handle it. It's very hard for me to handle. Also, thank you so much. Also, that when I go for my cancer test, that the cancer did not come back, and also that my family will go back to church, and you know, as well as God's other children too. There's just so many that are staying away from God. They don't. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be God. They don't believe there's a God when there is. Mm-hmm. He has helped me in so many ways. Like I said, I'm by myself, and dear God, please help me with this. Please help me with this. And
amen.
15, 20 more minutes, I get my results. Also, that my other son, my oldest son, will get his hearing restored in the one ear. He totally lost his hearing, and he's such a good guy. He fixes computers. He's got his daughter is going to nursing school now, so it's hard for him. And his son, first year college, so I bother him for everything because, in fact, the one that I was living with that I just told you about, he just, you know, just didn't care about nothing. And
well, let me ask you this, Carol. How long has your son been on drugs?
Dear God, I would say at least 8 years, and I never realized that he's just definitely so far gone. I didn't realize it, and I catered to everything that he wanted. So I just put him out. A couple of days ago, I told him, I said, no, Jan, I have to put you out. I mm-hmm. love you, but I do not love your way of life.
So you did the right thing, Carol. You did the right thing. That's what they tell you to do. Otherwise, you did the right thing. Don't ever feel guilty about having done that.
But I do.
No, Carol, I'm telling you, believe me, this sometimes is the only answer. You said you were catering to him. And catering
yes, for everything
to
that he wanted.
Everything he wanted, and that would never, ever, ever heal him. He has to be put out as you did and find his way. And in your prayer and in your belief that there's a God above watching over him,
yes,
and
I
you've
do.
Prayed for him now for a long time, that somehow, some way, he'll leave. He's probably involved with a group of people. Is he involved with other people this way?
Yes, I do believe that's what happened, to be honest with you.
We're going to pray now. We're going to pray, Lord Jesus Christ, we just ask that you remove this young man. What is his name? May I ask his name? You don't have to tell me. Pardon?
Stan.
Lord, we just ask that you take Stan and you just remove him from these people. I don't know how, but one way or another, remove him from those people. And also, just show Carol that she did the right thing in putting him out. Because if he's going to have a chance at this, that's the only way. We pray that someone gets hold of him. Someone who has the answers for him. Someone who knows where to take him and what to do for him. Someone that he's going to be open to. That's what's important. He has to be open to prove that he has a problem and he needs help there. We ask your care for Carol, this 81-year-old woman has given her life for these children. And we ask at this point now, it's too much for her to handle, Lord. She can't anymore. And don't ever make her feel an ounce of guilt that she has put her son out. And we're going to pray for him. We're going to ask our listeners to pray for Stan, that he is totally healed and comes back a different person. And we thank you for your other son. We pray for his hearing and in his ear. And that his hearing be restored. But he's good to you. And that's good that the Lord has placed someone for you. So we'll pray for them to go back to church. And we're going to pray that your cancer does not return. Carol,
thank you
so much.
Can I add something onto it, honey? To be honest with you. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. What happened was last week, he kept falling. He kept, every two steps that he would take, he kept falling and falling. I said, dear God, what is wrong with this man? So on a sneak, I went in the other room and I called the medical squad. They took him over to the hospital and they said, you know, we cannot handle him here. Mm-hmm. We're going to send him over to St. Mary's in Langhorne.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Good.
And it was quite a few hours, so I finally called. I said, you know, what's wrong? Can you tell me something? They said, yes. Wait till you hear this, son. Oh, my God. All your prayer warriors will not believe, probably. But anyway, what happened was he had bleeding on top of his brain. So they drilled a little hole in each side of his head, and his head is now stapled. And I had two of the surgeons call me, and they said, Carol, whatever you do, you or anybody, please tell him that he had bleeding on top of his brain. If he dares to touch alcohol or any kind of drug, that fast blood is going to come back, and I guess you could figure out the results. So it's just so scary, honey. I'm just shaking almost, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we pray for you, Carol. We're going to continue to do that, and so are our beautiful listeners. As Kathleen McCarthy always says, that her prayer listeners, her prayer warriors, are the best anywhere. So we're praying for you. All right, Carol? We will keep you and your family. We will keep you in our prayers. God bless you, Carol.
I can't thank you enough. And for my niece, that she'll find her $500, please.
God bless you. God bless
you. She's by herself. Thank you in prayer words. God bless all of you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. God bless her. God bless her. What a... For someone that age to have to deal with that is so, so, so difficult. So hard. Anyway, so we have some of those prayer intentions going. We do have more, and we'll share them as we continue with the program. We will. For those who didn't hear the first part of our program when I spoke of the Little Infant of Prague, program number one, I spoke of the innocence of little children and the joy that we receive when we're invited into their world and become as little children ourselves. And I gave an example of a four-year-old child who led me through her happenings in daycare. It was wonderful. We played school and she became my teacher. And when we were able to follow the leadings of a child's imagination, we truly touch the heart of God. I shared with her the Christmas story of the baby Jesus. She loved it. She wanted to hear it. She'd say, again, again, and I'd have to tell her again. I marvel at the purity of the love little children have for the child Jesus. When the little babe of Bethlehem and the Christmas story is taught to them, children relate to children, and the seeds of faith are planted so beautifully when you see a child hold the infant Jesus from their nativity set, and even feel the freedom to kiss him and speak to the baby Jesus with little childlike whisperings. It's so beautiful to observe their innocence and their love. Devotion to the infant Jesus, the incarnate Christ, the Word made flesh, has been a tradition in the Catholic Church for many centuries. The infant of Prague is the perfect example of that. It's a devotion which venerates the child Jesus, and it grew in popularity in Spain in the 17th century. Now, the original statue of the Holy Infant stands about 19 inches tall, and it's made of wax and wood. The child Jesus appears to be only 3 years of age. Now, for some of you who have either seen a replica of this statue or owned one yourself, or maybe your grandmother had one or your mother owned one. I know in my neighborhood when I was a little girl, everyone had one. Well, if you saw it, you know that he is dressed in royal robes with a jeweled crown on his head. In his left hand, he's holding the world with a cross above it. And his tiny right hand is raised in a blessing. That tiny hand raised in a blessing. So where did this statue come from? Who thought of Jesus that way, garbed as a royal child? Well, somehow a statue that we speak of as the Infant of Prague wound up in the possession of St. Teresa of Avila, a Carmelite nun, a mystic, a doctor of the church, and the foundress of many convents and monasteries. She had great devotion to the child Jesus, and when she traveled to establish all new monasteries, she carried the statue with her. And she eventually gave the statue to a woman whose name was Donna Isabella Manrique, who gave it as a wedding present to her daughter, who in turn gave it as a wedding present to her daughter, Lady Polixena. And the custom exists even to this day that when a couple is getting married, sometimes a relative will give them a statue of the Infant of Prague. It's a beautiful custom and an act of love. Now, Lady Polixena was a wealthy noblewoman, and she donated the statue to the Carmelites at the Church of Our Lady of Victory in Bohemia in the Czech Republic. And she gave the prior of the Carmelite order a formidable message. She said, "I am giving you what I prize most highly in this world. As long as you venerate this image, you will not be in want." And as long as they venerated the image, many, many miracles occurred. But the devotion was short-lived, and the devotion was taken for granted. Well, the 30 Years' War breaks out and takes a disastrous toll on Bohemia. There's death, famine, sickness everywhere. The Carmelites had to flee. Prague was pillaged. The statue of the infant pulled from its altar. Its arms were broken. It was thrown behind the altar. And the veneration of the Prague child Jesus came to an end. And a further calamity awaited them. The great plague overtook their beloved city of Prague, and more than half the population of Prague died. Was it over? Was it all over for Prague and the devotion to the miraculous infant? Well, a faithful servant of the Lord, a monk from Luxembourg named Father Cyril Amatre Dei of the Mother of God, he returned to Prague. Now, years before, he had a great devotion to the Infant of Prague. What happened to it? He entered the church, he looked for it, and among the ruins, he found it behind the altar. It was disfigured. The baby's hands were broken. And as he held the statue in his arms and prayed, Jesus spoke to him. The child said, "Have mercy on me, and I will have mercy on you. Give me my hands, and I will give you peace. The more you honor me, the more I will bless you." Father Cyril could not believe what he was hearing. He moved the tattered blue covering on its statue and saw that both hands on the child were missing. He knew in his heart how critical it was to restore the Holy Infant of Prague so it could be venerated again and the protection of the Holy Child of Jesus be once again upon his beloved country. It had to be restored for the peace of Jesus to come upon their land. Something to think about. The statue had to be restored for the peace of Jesus to come upon their land. And he encountered many obstacles to restoring the infant, including finances. There were other things that had to be repaired, so the friars weren't so quick to repair the infant. But Father Cyril was persistent, and after a few failures, he said it was the Mother of God who supplied all that he needed. The statue was restored to its rightful place of honor, to be venerated by the faithful. Though there was still unrest in the country, the Infant Jesus Chapel was miraculously protected. Word began to spread among the people. The Infant of Prague is back in the Church of Our Lady of Victory, and to this day, many miracles have been performed. Now, isn't that something? That's an incredible story. My dear friends, when I began these programs honoring the Infant Jesus of Prague, I felt in my heart that this devotion was not just for a past era, not for a previous century, but it is so needed today. Look what is happening in our country today, in our world today. I don't have to tell you. You know, especially with our children. Just look at some of the teachings and curricula in many of our schools today. And I'll be back to tell you more. Those teachings would never have been allowed when we were children. We're going to have a break very shortly. And after the break, I will continue this information on the Infant of Prague and how important he is to our children.
Have you ever heard of seed faith, the biblical law of sowing and reaping? Many people fail when it comes to faith for finances because they haven't planted any seed. Any farmer knows that if you want a good crop, you have to first sow the seed. The Bible speaks about seed right from the beginning in Genesis, and it's brought up all throughout the Scriptures. In the second book of Corinthians, we are told that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Why not consider sowing your financial seed into In His Sign Catholic Radio, a ministry with a 30-year history? You should sow your financial seed into a ministry that produces good fruit. Luke tells us at chapter 6, verse 44, every tree is known by its fruit. You should sow your financial seeds where you're fed, be it here, your local parish, or other worthy ministries. Please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. Or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Before we went into that, I have a song here. Now, on our previous program, we played a song, a hymn in honor of the Infant Jesus. And for those of you who did not hear that program, I felt to play it again because it is a prayer which asks the child Jesus to gift me with childlike trust the precious trust I need so much. Gift me, Lord, with childlike trust, the precious trust I need so much. That's also the beautiful theme of Jesus, I trust in you, as part of St. Faustina and the Divine Mercy Prayer. Trust, the precious trust we need so much. It's just so, so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. We do have a few more prayer intentions. I'd like to keep going with some of these. Veronica asks for prayers for her family, also for healing of foot pain, high blood pressure, and neuropathy. My, Veronica, that's painful. Neuropathy, high blood pressure, and foot pain. I doubted your sister who's with the Lord who suffered greatly with neuropathy, and I just pray. I want to intercede to her to help you with that and help you get over that. And we ask the little infant Jesus Prague to help you with that also. Georgia has osteoarthritis again, something that is very, very painful. We pray for you, Georgia. Lord, we just ask you touch those precious bones, Lord, and strengthen them. Anna asks for prayers for her daughter and family. Don't know why the prayers, but Lord, you do, and that's all that matters. Come upon that entire family, and it must be something very special that she's praying for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that, Lord. Joseph has upper GI issues, and that's not fun. That's not fun for anyone who's had upper GI issues. So, Joseph, we pray for you. And we ask that the peace of the Lord, you see that image of the Sacred Heart where it lies in his chest, the beautiful, glowing Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I pray that image to settle in that area where your GI issues are, and that the Lord heals you of that, Joseph. So today's a very special day. You know, today is the feast of our Mother of Sorrows, Mater Dolorosa, Mater Dolorosa. And I'd like to remember my sister today. It's her feast day also. My sister's name was Dolores, Mater Dolorosa. She was named after our Mother of Sorrows. And a lot of times on her feast day, I would always send her a card or something, but she passed from COVID at the height of the pandemic. And I always send her a card, as I said, but not a card today. Today, it's my love going up to you, Dolores. And often when we're praying for people who have COVID, I invoke Dolores, because the way she suffered in the height of the pandemic, I believe she's with the Lord and praying for our intentions. I pray for her son, my nephew Fred. He's going to be having tests on Monday, and I pray that they come out fine. He will have a biopsy and also stones in the bladder. He's a faithful listener. His name is Fred, and he's been a faithful listener to In His Sign Network. So I pray for good results, and I pray for his sister, Dolores' daughter, Michelle, who has been such a faithful support to her mother. And as part of not being able to send a card to my sister, I sent the special Mother of Sorrows rosary. I send it out to her, which she did receive. It's just so beautiful. So I intercede to our Mother of Sorrows, who had so many sorrows in her life. I intercede for all of you out there, for all your sorrows. Mary experienced so much sorrow in her life. And just go to her, and she'll help you. She'll help you through those sorrows. It's just a beautiful thought that we could go to the Mother of Jesus. We have a little girl here with sickle cell anemia. She has been on morphine from pain. Sad little girl. The medication is not working as in previous visits. Don't have her name, but Lord, you know who she is. And she's a child. Oh, infant of Prague. Touch that child. Heal that sickle cell anemia. Get rid of that pain that's in her. Touch her. Free her. With that little hand of yours, touch her. Touch her. Again, here we have a caller here on, let's see, on line one. Let's see how we do with this one, okay. Hello?
Hey, Grace, it's Paul. I'd like to sponsor today in honor of our Mother Sorrows.
Oh, Paul.
These petitions, they're heart-aching, I'll tell you. Wow. I got two little minor things. I caught a sinus infection yesterday afternoon, and my back is about acting up Wednesday. I bought a new mattress 2 months ago. It's firm. I never owned a firm mattress. I'm taking pills for it, but don't go away. I'll have to go out and get a new mattress. But that's nothing compared to what, you know, I'm listening to. It's my heart aches, so...
Deal. There are many of these intentions.
Now, my dear blessed mother, sorrows, she'll heal all these people.
Amen. Well, Paul, you are such a friend of this station. You really are. Paul is someone who listened to a show, and then he'll call in, and he'll, you know, that takes money to put these shows on the air. And Paul's been a contributor. We really appreciate you, Paul, for all that you do for In His Sign Network here.
Well, It's an honor.
You're a beautiful person, and I know you are a huge fan of St. Padre Pio.
Oh, my goodness. He's the man. Yep.
He's the man. You've been to his monastery in Italy, haven't
you? Yeah, five times.
Oh, I haven't been there once. I'd love to get there.
Yeah, one in Jersey over 100 times, and I've been to Bartow about 20, 25 times.
Oh, you are. I can't even imagine the moment you meet him, Paul.
Oh, I have some nice dreams with him, so.
Oh, that's, do you? Dreams, so. Do you really? Oh, that's
Oh, yeah. In the last year, me and my sister Carol, about, I guess 10 years ago, we were at some prayer meeting at a church in the suburbs, and he was giving a little talk in English. So everybody had to sit on this straight back oak wooden chair, and he would bless them. He was behind us with a cross. We had to kiss it.
Oh.
So it was my time. I said, St. Padre Pio, I says, I'm one of your spiritual children. He says, yes, I know.
Mm.
I kissed the relic, and the dream ended.
That is so beautiful, Paul. You're a wonderful person, Paul. You have a beautiful heart. You really do, and we certainly appreciate you. We really do, and we thank you when you call, because it's always a very special, very special call. God bless you, and I know you'll pray for all these intentions we're saying. We have a bunch of them today, right, Paul?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to the church early tomorrow. The rosary, light candles, I love for my Mass and Communion, for all these intentions.
God bless you. God bless you, Paul.
God bless
Bye
you.
Bye-bye now. Okay, I think I'm doing it, folks. I think I'm doing the answering here with the phones. Good. They have a new system here, and we're learning that, too, today. So believe me, I'm happy about that. It was on my mind. Now, this is special. In the beginning of our program, I said I had something very beautiful to share with you. This story is truly a gift. After our first program on the Infinite Prague, I received some beautiful witnesses that listeners shared on their devotion to the Infinite Prague. One in particular deeply touched my heart. A friend and listener of our program, Louise from Dorchester, Massachusetts, sent me a photo of her Aunt Alberta. The photo was taken in the 1930s. Alberta was one of 12 children. She was tall, about 5'8", attractive, elegant, and one could see in that photo Alberta was a very beautiful woman. She was 33 years old, and this was her engagement photo. She was engaged to marry a naval officer when tragedy struck. She was in a terrible auto accident in New York City, which collapsed her spine, and that accident left her paralyzed from the waist down. Her fiancé still wanted to marry her, but Alberta said she had to set him free. She never walked again and was not even able to use a wheelchair. She was bedridden for the remainder of her life. She never left her bedroom, never saw any other part of the house, never able to peer out any other window for a change of view. Now, her mother took care of her for 10 years, and when she couldn't any longer, she had 12 children. Alberta then was placed in the Rose Hawthorne Lathrop Home for Incurables, run by the Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne. It was also exclusively for cancer patients, which Alberta did develop later through bed sores and so on. She went through so much. Now, Rose Hawthorne was the daughter of the author Nathaniel Hawthorne and founded this home. And Rose Hawthorne, in our faith, is a servant of God. She is up for canonization. Now, Alberta would remain in the Rose Hawthorne home another 10 years. And when she was able to use her hands, she did hand sewing for the nuns there. She made altar linens for the chapel. And do you know what else Alberta made? She made the royal dresses for the infant of Prague for their chapel for every liturgical occasion, in the colors for the liturgical season. That is unbelievable. She lovingly made vestments for the infant of Prague. To think I was doing the program, part one, on the infant of Prague, and believing so much in the need for him and for the devotion to him in our time, and then to hear from Louise sending me this picture of this beautiful Alberta, and hearing that she made with the hands that she had, she was paralyzed the rest of her body, that she made vestments for the infant of Prague. I was so touched, deeply, deeply touched. And most profound, Alberta used to have visions of Jesus, something that must have deeply touched the sisters who cared for her. What a reward for her incredible suffering, seeing the face of Jesus. Alberta, what a saint. I was so moved when I heard that story. That lovely face of Alberta in that photo radiated the love she had for the infant Jesus. And my friend Louise said she was 9 when she recalled visiting Alberta frequently as a child, and said Alberta always had a smile on her face and was happy. She obviously made her peace with God. And Alberta would make toys for her nieces and nephews. You figure if she was one of 12 children, she must have had a lot of nieces and nephews. And she made a Raggedy Ann doll for Louise, which Louise said she cherished. I can't even imagine the reunion in heaven when the infant Jesus received Alberta. What a gift. And in light of that powerful story that her niece shared with me, I feel in my heart to ask Alberta to pray for us for our intentions today to the infant Jesus of Prague. I believe Alberta is very special to the divine infant. We are so blessed to have made that connection with her. Thank you. Thank you, little infant Jesus of Prague. Is that a wonderful story? As I said, I was so deeply touched when I heard from Louise and heard that story in light of the fact that we had just talked about the infant of Prague. Now, who would know someone who was making vestments for the infant of Prague? Who? Well, Louise did. And the picture, I wish you could all see this picture of Alberta. What a stunning woman she was and is. So we do have some more here to talk about. Let's see, we do have more prayer intentions. And I was saying that some of the teachings and curriculum in many of our schools, these teachings would never have been allowed when we were children. And these children today have to hear this? What happened to reading, writing, arithmetic? Institutions of learning that are supposed to educate and be places of grooming our children to be beautiful citizens are becoming places of demonic influence. You've seen it on the TV, denouncing anything spiritual, denouncing our country. And God bless you parents who are rising up to say, this is my child, not yours. And I will not permit you to teach anything that is against my values and against my faith. Sadly, the parents were called terrorists. But it didn't stop the parents from organizing and saying, no, you are not going to do this to my child. Our Catholic and Christian faiths are especially being targeted. My friends, do we ever need the infant Jesus to shine in the hearts and minds of our children, to fill them with his light and obliterate the darkness? And we need you to bring the infant to your children. Is there an infant in your church? We have a beautiful one in my parish, the Annunciation. Maybe you can ask your pastor to get a statue of the little infant. Or, if not, maybe a few of you can put some funds together and pick up a little statue of the infant and initiate little programs and songs around the infant. The little ones would be delighted. Children know children. Now, we have another call. This is amazing. This is really something online. We have to go back to my directions here. Okay, let's see here. Hello?
Grace, it's Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
Kim.
I tuned in a little late today. I got home from work, so I actually didn't tune in until about 5:30, but I wanted to call you for prayers for Sarah.
Oh, my. You know, we pray for Sarah today. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying. Go ahead.
I didn't listen to the beginning of the show. I didn't get on until about 5:30, and I was listening to you about the Infant of Prague mm-hmm. and that lovely song that you wrote that we used to listen to all the time, especially when Christina was ill. And I said, I want to call and talk to you because I really need you to pray with me for Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I spoke with the Mary DeAngelis, and she filled me in. And we prayed in a strange way. There's a prayer intention here. It says, Sarah, 24-year-old who is using hard drugs and is refusing to go to rehab. Now, when I first saw it, I thought, well, Sarah is older than that, right?
Yeah, she's 26.
Oh, she's close, though, 26. Well, there's another Sarah here, 24 years old. And when I saw that, I prayed for that Sarah. And then I prayed for your Sarah. I prayed for her knowing that she has kind of fallen back on the drug situation. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And even almost worse than ever. And
yes. The
thing was, I was sharing with our listening audience that Sarah had been through this. She was a wonderful hairdresser, stylist and everything. And then she fell into this thing with drugs. And then through your prayers and your mom's prayers, our beautiful Phyllis, who's with the Lord, she kind of came through that period. She had been with people who led her astray. She came through that, was doing very well, came back to live with you. She was doing beautifully. And then I heard from Mary that she's now, things have gotten pretty bad. She went to visit these friends that she thought she could handle, right?
Right.
She thought she could go back there and see those old friends again, and it didn't work. She fell further back, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She did, and I had to, Mike and I had to put her out. We had to ask her to leave.
Mm. You had to put
very
her.
Very difficult.
We just spoke with a Carol who had to put her son out. For the very same reason. It's amazing how this is all tying in together. Well, you did the right thing, Kim. Kim, you have been so loving to this child, and also the fact our listeners would not know that you lost the child. Was Christina 8 years old?
Nine.
Nine when she passed.
9 years old. Mm-hmm.
What a beauty she was. What a beautiful, she was so smart, I loved the time I spent with Christina. How sad for you to have lost a child through death and then to kind of go through this with Sarah. So we just have to go to bat for Sarah. We have to. Lord, just bring her back. Let her see while she's out there on her own that there's nothing she could do, that she has to listen to Kim. She has to get help. She has to come through this, and we're going to believe, Kimmy, through your prayers, through the prayers of your beloved child who's in heaven, Christina.
Yes.
She is in heaven. What an angel she was. And we're just going to pray. In fact, Christina, when you were pregnant, Christina named Sarah, didn't she?
She did. Yes, she did.
You were pregnant with Sarah, and Christina, who was very ill, told you you were going to have a girl. And you
she
wanted,
did.
And she was going to be named Sarah. Oh, Kimmy, this just blows me. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes. I'm so blown away by this. Do you think Christina's going to abandon Sarah? I don't think so.
Christina is in
that place of power. Christina is in the kingdom with God, with Jesus, with the little infant of Prague. She died young. And she's with the little infant. And I think together they're going to get together. And Sarah is not going to stand a chance. We'll get the two of them praying for Sarah. I'll pray for her. I know Mary is so broken up about this. Mary DeAngelis is praying. She called me last night. She is so into praying for Sarah. And we will continue that. And for the other Sarah, who's 24. And for Stan, we just prayed for, whose mother just put out. So we have a trio here that we had to pray for here. And for all of you out there who may be struggling with drugs, don't go back. Don't go back to those people you were with before. It's a big mistake. Move on. Get help. Go to a priest. Go to someone. Go to one of these rehab centers. Go get help. Don't just stay back and join those people again. What they're doing is demonic. You're surrounded with evil. You're surrounded with evil. Now, we have about 1 minute left, Kim, and 1 minute left in the program, and I'm on every third Friday of the of the month. At this time, call again. Let's have an update on Sarah, because we're going to really pray for her and ask our listeners to. Kimmy,
you are
the best. I love you so much, Kimmy. I love knowing
you.
I love being with you. You have been such a faithful friend, and your mom, Phyllis, oh my. Phyllis and I were about the same age. She's with the Lord, and I don't know of a more powerful prayer than your than your mom. So we thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. And all of you out there. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I appreciate all your prayers and your network's prayers, all the people out there that you that listen to you, that they'll include Sarah in their prayers, means so much to me.
She's there. She's there, sweetheart. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know how much time I have, but I will say goodbye to all of you. Thank you for listening. Please pray for all these intentions today. We'll do more on the Infinite Prague. We still have more. I still have a lot to talk to you about Mother Angelica and the Divine Infant. We have lots more to say. So tune in again, okay? God love you. I'm praying for you.